This war so far looks like a lot of bullshit. I'm not seeing much. We saw some F-18s, some stealth fighters taking off. We saw the U.S. military giving us video of each and every single Tomahawk cruise missile being launched out of a frigate or a battleship. Big fucking deal, man. That means you did. Well, you have to show every missile launch. It means you're kind of full of shit. It means you're desperate. That means you're showing too much, right? The art of war, right? If you got it, you don't show it. When you don't got it, you show everything you do, right? So, I don't know. It just doesn't look like, I'm not seeing much. I'm seeing Dubai get hit. That's kind of funny. My big fear is that the Iranians, God bless them, don't have the arsenal, the stockpile of missiles that, you know, they claimed that they did. Again, the art of war. You show what you don't have, and you don't show what you do have. So the Iranians did show underground images of underground tunnels full of missiles. So that indicates that they might not have them. I don't know. I could be wrong. And the hypersonics may start raining down on Tel Aviv. I heard they knocked out Benjamin Netanyahu's house. Well, of course, he's not going to be there, but everything is symbolism. This could be another Jewish theater with Trump as the butt boy director, taking orders from his master Netanyahu, yeah, who sitting on the video of him at Epstein's place, most likely. So so far I'm not seeing much. Again, the mathematics don't work. The United States doesn't have the arsenal. We don't have enough Tomahawks to do it. Tomahawk can't even do anything in this particular war theater. It could knock out targets in urban centers, but the Iraqi leadership is most certainly not in those urban centers. We see a complete media, coordinated media blitz of all the Jewish-controlled media in YouTube. Right, because right now everybody's going to YouTube, and on the right-hand column, you see all the Jewish news networks. You got Al Jazeera there, that's Jewish Central. What do you mean Jewish? Al Jazeera, that's Qatar, it's Jewish. It's the first week I saw Al Jazeera in operation, about like, no, probably 25 years ago now, or 20 years ago at least. I said, it's completely Jewish. So Al Jazeera is Jewish. You see Wion from India, W-I-O-N, at First Post with Sharma, Indian. Pretty much all the Indian news YouTube channels, all CIA Jewish control. You see, of course, Fox. We don't have to tell you that there's a bunch of Zio turds. So you just got your mainstream Jewish media there. So this looks like a media blitz, and they say, the people in Iran are in the streets celebrating the death of the Ayatollah. I'm sure they are. It's a bullshit blitz, but I don't see anything that's that serious. I mean, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but it doesn't look like much right now. It looks like another Jewish pile of bullshit to me. Right? That's my take on it.